Book One, Chapter One of The Branding Iron by Catherine Newland Burt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Roger Moline. Book One, The Two-Bar Brand. Chapter One. Joan Reads by Firelight. There is no silence so fearful, so breathless, so searching as the night silence of a wild country buried 5 feet deep in snow. For 30 miles or so, north, south, east, and west of the small, half-smothered speck of gold in Pierre Landis's cabin window, there lay, on a certain December night, this silence, bathed in moonlight. The cold was intense. Below the bench where Pierre's homestead lay, there rose from the twisted, rapid river a cloud of steam, above which the hoar-frosted tops of cottonwood trees were perfectly distinct, trunk, branch, and twig against a sky the color of iris petals. The stars flared brilliantly, hardly dimmed by the full moon, and over the vast surface of the snow minute crystals kept up a steady shining of their own. The range of sharp, wind-scraped mountains, uplifted 14,000 feet, rode across the country, northeast, southwest, dazzling in white armor, spears up to the sky, a sight seen suddenly to take the breath, like the crashing march of archangels militant. In the center of this ring of silent crystal, Pierre Landis's logs shut in a little square of warm and ruddy human darkness. Joan, his wife, made the heart of this defiant place. Joan, the one mind living in this ghostly area of night. She had put out the lamp, for Pierre, starting toward 2 days before, had warned her with a certain threatening sharpness not to waste oil, and she lay on the hearth, her rough head almost in the ashes, reading a book by the unsteady light of the flames. She followed the printed lines with a strong, dark forefinger, and her lips framed the words with slow, whispering motions. It was a long, strong woman's body stretched there across the floor, heavily, if not sluggishly, built, dressed rudely in warm stuffs and clumsy boots. And it was a heavy face, too, unlit from within, but built on lines of perfect animal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?